many times do you stop in the middle of a task, feeling overwhelmed and pressured, and you think to yourself, this is so stressful. How many times did you feel like a hurricane is hitting your brain and that you cannot focus anymore? It doesn't happen by accident. To reach the edge of your well-being and surpass your capacity to give and perform in life. Have you ever thought of that little sound in your head telling you that you cannot keep going anymore? Well, let me introduce you to stress, one of the main killers of both your mental and physical well-being. Stress is an automatic physical, mental, and emotional response to a challenging event. It's a normal part of everyone's life, but when it becomes severe and uncontrollable, it lessens the quality of life. Moreover, it affects your productivity and emotional state. Life can become overwhelming with all the responsibilities that one is supposed to handle. Never-ending to-do lists, close deadlines, trying to maintain a social life, and juggling between family gatherings and friends' outings. Added to that, 100 assignments or meetings waiting to be done, and waking up to a bunch of emails waiting to be responded to. How does the human brain handle all that without crashing and shutting down? Stress becomes inevitable, with all the duties each one of us has to keep control of. But when used positively, this stress could be used as the fuel to personal growth, action, and change. If given a lemon, make lemonade, they say. So when you seem to be facing symptoms of your brain locking off from the world of responsibilities, sit back and try to harvest the most from these challenging moments. Trying to better ourselves doesn't happen when we're at ease. Anyone can do spectacular things when given the greatest conditions. But strong, capable individuals form their characters and mold their tough personalities only during challenging times. We are the masters of our brains, and we shall feed our brains with what we want. When faced with stress, have a stronger faith. Decide what you believe in, and don't underestimate your power to overcome these short moments of overwhelm. Life tests you when you're not ready and when you expect it the least. And that exactly is when your true potential as an individual unfolds. Overcoming stressful moments requires consistency, repetition, and awareness. This is not an episode to offer you a magical potion to overcome stress and watch it turn to bliss, but instead, several practical means and techniques will be offered, and all you have to do is listen well and apply these simple yet beneficial exercises. Stress management can be a stressful task on its own, as when someone is mid a stress attack, you're thinking to yourself, how am I going to manage this attack and situation? The secret is, people tend to overestimate the difficulty of simple things that can actually have a significant impact on your stressed mind. Thus, stress management includes uncomplicated approaches that are feasible for any individual. Deep breathing is such a straightforward means to take the pressure off your chest. Stopping and taking a few moments to breathe in and out without concentrating on anything but these deep breath can be relieving right away. You'll be astonished by how much better you will feel once you get good at it. Firstly, sit in a comfortable position with your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. You could lie down too if that is possible in the environment or place you're at. Close your eyes for a few minutes. Imagine yourself in a relaxing place. It can be on the beach, in a beautiful field of grass, or anywhere that gives you a peaceful feeling. Slowly start taking deep breath in and out. Do these simple steps for 5 to 10 minutes at a time, and you will notice how your heartbeats will slow down and how your nervous system will respond to this and send your brain orders to pace down. Learning how to manage and control your stress takes constant practice. Sometimes you can prevent yourself from undergoing a stress attack by including healthy habits that will contribute to your overall well-being and therefore benefit your nervous system from crashing down. Exercising, for example, on a regular basis, is one of the most profitable ways to relax your body and mind. Exercising consistently will improve your overall mood and give space to your endorphins to take the spotlight. Practicing a physical activity regularly will eventually lead to a relaxed body, hence a stress-free mind. Choose any activity that you enjoy and train it moderately. Moreover, bear in mind that the focus here is on the mental state post-workout and not on the fitness journey you might aim to focus on. There are several things that we consider as a normal part of our daily life that actually have splendid impacts on our stress levels. Did you ever notice how relaxed you feel after taking a hot shower? So, whenever you feel overwhelmed, consider enjoying a hot bath and watch how your nerves will naturally calm down. Getting a good night's sleep can change the quality of the day you're going to have the morning after. Sleep is a required need for the better well-being and focus. It does affect your mood as well. So next time you consider staying up a little more to watch one more episode of your favorite show, remind yourself of how tired you will feel the day after, and then shut down these lights and rest your eyes and brain. Modern life is so busy, and sometimes we just need to slow down and chill out. Look at your life more closely, and you will find plenty of ways to do that. Supposing you have a meeting, try to set your watch 5 to 10 minutes ahead, and that way you'll get there a little early and you will avoid the stress of being late. Divide your tasks into smaller ones and try to finish each on its own. This way you will avoid being pressured by the load of work that needs to be done, and by breaking down one big duty into smaller tasks, you will have a more precise focus on each responsibility. With all the chaos and noise around you in the city, and with the bunch of email notifications and missed calls from your colleagues, self-care becomes a luxury. But little do we know that this is more than a necessity. Because when neglects our caring for our own selves, we won't be able to perform well in any aspect of our lives, which will eventually lead to stress. Planning some downtime to give your mind some time to rest is truly important and crucial. And sticking to these gestures of self-care will become something you look forward to in order to ease off the pressure of a long day. Restful things could include meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, or developing any hobby of yours. Setting time for the things you enjoy will make you feel good and take your mind off stress. It doesn't have to be a long period of time, as 15 minutes or 20 minutes could do, and they will be very fruitful for use, so you can do something fun to enjoy and at the same time relax. Remember that stress is common with every individual, and anyone you know could be struggling about things you didn't know about. Surrounding yourself with people who value you and would take the time to listen to you would be such a stress relief. Reaching out to family or friends to vent about things bothering you helps lower stress levels. Make sure your speech is positive and don't use self-criticism or negative self-talk. Otherwise, you are only duplicating your stress. Be easy on yourself. Always put in mind that accepting that you cannot do things perfectly, no matter how hard you try, is needed. Controlling everything around us is surreal, and worrying about things we have no control over does not change the reality of these situations. On the other hand, be constructive when talking to yourself or to others. Replace the "I can't" with "I will try and I will do my best." Do yourself a favor and stop weighing down on your shoulders with worries that aren't yours to carry. Laughter goes a long way towards making you feel relaxed, So always remember the good, fun memories in your life and have a smile about them. Managing stress could be a hassle itself, but the key to acing it is simple. Besides these steps to consider practicing, the essential factor that could switch up your whole state of mind is actually figuring out what is triggering your stress. Ask yourself, is it work? Is it a class, a deadline, or an issue with a friend? If you're able to identify what these triggers are, look up the possibility of eliminating them from your life, or at least reducing them. Every stressful situation, if well-defined and detected, can have solutions in order to be dealt with. Don't be afraid of looking up ways to reducing your source of stress within manageable means. And when the trigger is eliminated or limited, its impact will consequently be reduced. Keeping a stress journal can be a spectacular move to make. Write down your thoughts and express to the paper in front of you everything that is worrying you. You will eventually find as if some clouds were removed off your mind. Writing can be a stress relief activity, and that way, keeping up with yourself will be much easier. You will be able to identify what is stressing you, and you can determine what makes you anxious. Subsequently, you will be able to find ways to remove or lessen these triggers or sources of stress.